The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite any children to come on forward.
Come on, I'll be right there.
Just want to make sure I'm...
Oh, and here she comes, here she comes, here she comes. All right. Can you come sit over here so you can see what I'm doing? Come on over.
Yes, I have a deck of cards, right? You've all seen a deck of cards. And you can see in this deck of cards that they're all facing up, right? All of them, they're all facing up. It's like we should be as God's people. We should all be facing in the same direction. We should all be following Jesus. We should all be doing those kinds of things. But I don't know if you guys were listening. In the reading we heard from 1 Corinthians, Paul was saying that he heard that there were people there who were saying, nope, I belong to Paul. Or, I belong to Peter. Or, I belong to Apollos. Or, I belong to Pastor Steve, right? Whatever it is, there were people who were doing other things. There were some who were facing one direction, right? There were others who were facing another direction altogether, right? And then there were some who were facing the same, you know, they were back to back and they were battling each other and they were fighting each other. And so instead, what we should be doing as God's people is facing in the same direction. We should always be following, because Jesus came, and for you, and all of us. Jesus taught for us. He died for us. He rose for us. Not so that we could fight each other. Not so that we could sit there and say, no, I'm more important than you are. No, instead, we're all going the same way as all following out. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for coming to us. We thank you for being with us. Help us to follow you. Help us to not argue with each other or fight with each other, but instead, let us love one another and the world around us. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen.